This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Kate Olson's with us this morning. In one life, she's the Extension Program Coordinator for Cass County. But in this life, she's a Master Gardener, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Master Gardening going right now when we're so close to that time you get to go outside and enjoy?
Anytime things are turning green in a gardener's world, life is good.
Life is good.
Yes.
The garden seminar went well?
Garden seminar went very well, yes. We had about 150 people from all over Southwest Iowa and beyond. Very good time.
Continues to draw well. Good folks there because you get a lot of good ideas.
Yes.
A lot of great topics there and an opportunity to pick up some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hands-on sessions are always a big hit. We had Kelly Norris this year from the Greater Des Moines Botanical Center, and he does a fantastic job. Great reviews on his sessions. So,
absolutely. Very good. Well, we want to talk a little bit about some Master Gardener things. Do you get a lot of inquiries from folks wondering how they become a Master Gardener or interested in the process?
We do get a few, yeah. We had the class open last fall, and we did have several inquiries. We didn't have enough to fill it, so we are going to offer it again this fall, hopefully fill the class in order to have it here. So yeah, anytime between now and we'll kick off the class late August, early September, we'd love to chat with folks about becoming a Master Gardener. It's a great program, allows you to get that gardening education and just asks you to give a little bit back to your community as far as volunteer service and education in the meantime.
Are there a lot of Master Gardener folks who've reached the Master Gardener certification here in Cass County?
Yes, we've actually trained. I would say we have probably 40 to 50 on our roster right now that stay active in some way, shape, or form, but we've probably trained closer to 70 or 80 since the program started here in the 80s.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, considering the size of the county, that just seems like a pretty high percentage. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, we've had a long-standing tradition of having a really active Master Gardener program here in Cass County, in part because they do meet as a group and they stay active, they keep each other involved. We also have a lot of projects that keep folks involved. You mentioned the garden seminar that the Master Gardener group puts on every year, so that keeps people involved and interested. And we also have a lot of great outdoor areas, so we have a lot of our Master Gardeners that stay active with the outdoor classroom down by Messina. Some of our Master Gardeners help out with the downtown beautification project out at Schilberg's. We have some Master Gardeners that care for some of the, like, the downtown Atlantic City Park. So there's also a lot of spaces around Cass County that make it very conducive to having Master Gardeners stay active and get their volunteer service in.
Very good. Well, I know they've been very active, and they're always interested in spreading the good cheer and spreading the opportunities here. And you've got a scholarship program that started a few years back that gives folks an opportunity to maybe kind of get their feet wet a little bit, or I guess their hands dirty more would be more the term there, but get a chance to get their hands a little dirty and give back themselves a little bit by beautifying up a corner of their own world.
Absolutely, yes. So our Master Gardener Grant Project they do raise money in a couple different ways through different activities that they do, as also with the plant sale, which is coming up actually on May 13th this year, is one of their big fundraisers. But they have money that then they turn around and give back to the community. So obviously one of the tenets of the Master Gardener program is that the education is provided. You pay a little bit for it, but for 40 hours of contact with horticulture professors, it's a pretty good deal. And then they just ask you to, in the longtime tradition of extension, take the knowledge that you gained and then pass it along and use it to better the community around you. And you can do that by doing education. You can do that by helping grow food, helping teach people to grow. Or you can do that by, you mentioned, you know, the community beautification. Maybe there's a corner of your world that needs spruced up a little bit. The Master Gardener grant money lets you folks take that beyond if you're a Master Gardener, but any local nonprofit, community group, or organization is eligible to apply. We look at them kind of as Kickstarter grants. You're not eligible to apply for them 2 years in a row. So we want people to have an idea that they are invested in, that they want to see grow, but they just need a little kick to get it started. They normally have around a $2,000 pool that they draw their grant money from, and the grant money can be up to $300 awarded to any project. That may depend on if the project doesn't need that much money, or depending on the number of applications they receive, they may not all be fully funded. But any group, like you mentioned, if they're planning beautification, community gardening, education programming, They are called the David Williams Memorial Master Gardener Grants to honor David Williams, who was a past president of the Cass County Master Gardeners and has now passed away. But again, any group, we've had schools, churches, libraries, 4-H clubs, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, other youth organizations, any organization that is working within their community to do good things is eligible to apply for these grants as long as the project has some sort of garden-related tie-in.
It sounds like a pretty interesting opportunity for nonprofits. This is specifically for nonprofits. Can you give them an idea of the types of projects that might be eligible for something like this? Do you remember some from last year?
Absolutely. So in the past, we had a couple 4-H clubs that have applied in the past to do like a planter and a bench in a downtown park, or to spruce up a local rural cemetery that they care for. We've had some of the, like the YMCA or the Little Lambs that have preschool programs. They've gotten grants to help do a gardening area that's specific to kids, whether it's teaching kids to grow food or just helping kids plant things and learn about seeds. We've had libraries apply to do outdoor planting type activities or to just beautify downtown spaces. We've had local cities apply. A couple of the smaller cities around here have applied and used that money to put planters or plant plants around downtown signs. Some of those grant funds have gone to larger things like the outdoor classroom, and Messina's received grants. Again, the only requirement is that they can't receive the grant money 2 years in a row. So we did have, I believe, about maybe almost 10 organizations last year that received grant money. So that would make them ineligible, but there's plenty of other folks around the county that are certainly eligible to apply. You don't have to be a registered nonprofit. You just can't be a for-profit.
All right. Talk a little bit about the process then. What's involved? Do they have to give you a sketch of what they want to do? Is there a big written essay that you have to submit? What's involved to apply?
Maybe a small written essay. So the application form, there's a couple ways you can grab one. They are posted on the Cass County Extension website down in our news links. And basically, it's just a letter outlining what the process is about and then a one-page application form. We also have them available printed at the Extension office, and our committee that overlooks the grants has also mailed them to a lot of nonprofits that maybe have had them in the past or may be eligible again. So if you received one, you may already kind of have an idea. Basically, on the form, we just ask for your contact information. We want to know a little bit about your group and why your group is the one that's decided to take on this project, what your history is, if what type of project you're wanting to take on, what you're planning to do with the money, and then a quick overview of budget. So not, you know, down to the last detail, but, you know, if you're planning on spending $100 on flowers, $100 to buy a tree, and $100 on mulch and pavers to go around it, that would be, you know, that would make up your $300 that you're applying for in the grant. And you don't have to stick to that exactly, but we just want to know what it's being used for. The other thing that we ask that they incorporate in that grant application is plans for sustainability. So we don't want to give money to a project where we're going to go plant a tree and then we're going to go back in 5 years and check on it and see if it lived. so if this is part of an ongoing project in a city park, is there someone from the organization that's going to keep going back and making sure that that is succeeding? We do have signs that we give to the organizations that get the grant, and we ask that they put those in a place where they would be visible for the first year after that space is worked on.
You mentioned a few of those projects from the past might involve some children, too. That's kind of spreading the knowledge.
Absolutely.
There, too, a little educational opportunity. Bonus points in the application for that?
Well, possibly, yes. I mean, obviously, what we're looking for in the application is reach. So, you know, if you're wanting to plant something in a small city park, that's great. If you're wanting to plant something in a well-traveled area and host an educational workshop on how to plant that, your application is probably going to score higher because we want to, you know, you're number one, you're incorporating that education piece, and number two, you're reaching and impacting a broader section of the community.
Sure. And the maximum value, as we mentioned, too, $300 on these grants. So it's not meant to pay for the entire project necessarily.
Right.
It's to foster that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Very good. The deadline's coming up really fast, so they really need to get after this.
Yes. So we do want them in by Monday, April 24th. So that is coming up here in just a couple weeks. And we definitely want folks to get those in. We will only consider ones received by that time, and then we have a pretty quick turnaround because we do realize people need to plan and get those things lined up, especially if they're doing gardening projects this year. So you should know by the 1st of May if your application was funded or at what level it was funded, so you can start going ahead and getting some plants purchased and in the ground.
Get that shovel ready.
That's right.
It's just about time. Very good. Well, Kate, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. And I hope you have a lot of applications this year for the David Williams Memorial Master Gardener Grants. It's a good program.
Yes, it's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.